Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We're in our second hour. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And tonight we're talking about the notice of condition precedent. We have a caller from the wonderful state of Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
They call West Virginia, or they used to. West Virginia almost heaven. I'm thinking it's because that's as close as they could get to Kentucky.
That's probably true. I was in Kentucky. I just was amazed.
Hey, well, you know, it's nice if you're able to stick around, but I think they're targeting the Boone for 20 to 30 years. They've been targeting large swaths of the country to economically corral people into the approved population zones.
Oh, yeah.
Make a biosphere or whatever, connect up corridors for large carnivores and all kinds of conservatorships and fun stuff like that. You ever heard of Gatewood Galbraith?
No.
Yeah, he ran for Kentucky several times here, governor, and other offices, and one of his things was hemp, you know, and that could be a $15 to $18 billion industry here in Kentucky, but they keep dragging their feet on experimental, and other states and Canada are getting our business that we could have vast swaths of land, or you know, growing line idle with you know, thistle and weeds and stuff that could be put to good use and fill in this war on coal hole in the economy that's got thousands and thousands of people out of work.
Oh, for sure.
But,
When I said this tonight, did this strike home to you too, that these governments don't really represent our needs or our interests?
No, it's multi-billion dollar syndicalism that's going on, and the pharmaceutical, and last summer, you know, Dale Bigtree, Robert De Niro, and Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. did this National Press Club conference where they offered some $10,000 reward for, you know, something to do with a safe vaccine. To me, the whole hour, he buried the lead for a lot of people, especially in the Patriot community. I couldn't believe it, but I guess, it's one of those things you shouldn't be surprised. The big pharmaceutical syndicalism of Big Pharma is spending four times more money lobbying Congress for what they want than the military-industrial complex. Everybody's worried about the military-industrial complex. But they're spending four times more money than the military-industrial complex.
Well, and I think
let that sink in.
I think the Obamacare just opened the gates for more. I mean, the Affordable Care Act. I mean, I'm looking at what's come into place since then, and it was like the floodgates were open.
All these advertisements that everybody's sick of seeing.
Yeah.
The deals were made to where they're spending twice as much money with the networks in it. It gives them every incentive not to cover the problems with Big Pharma's products, even though we sit there and listen to the ridiculous disclaimers about, you know, if such and such product causes death, call your doctor. That's just stupid. I'm dead. No. I'm going to call my doctor.
It's horrible. It is really horrible. I don't know if you've been listening for the last several weeks, but I have been talking about this relentlessly because the more I look at it, the worse it gets. Nobody wants to look at it.
several national emergencies. New York Times, I think, in 2013 or something, has a chart up. You can easily find it. There's 30 that I'm sure haven't been rescinded under the Obama administration. There was 30 concurrent and renewing, constantly revolving national emergencies going on. I mean, we're under a national emergency. The committee that you're talking about in 1973 was formed, I think, with the purpose of, gee, how do we stop this? This is 40 years now from 1933 to 1973. Gee, what do we do about this continuing national emergency problem that we've got, this suspended all this? What it shows, really, is most of the court rulings and stuff that's going on are kind of academic, like U.S. versus Lopez, which came down, I think, in the late 1990s, should have stopped the abuses of the Commerce Clause in their tracts. And you can find scholarly articles written about the fallout that should be occurring for just that one case, U.S. versus Lopez, which should have stopped the abuse of the Commerce Clause, but it didn't. You know, we've got these headless fourth branch of government bureaucracies that are just continually expanding the Administrative Procedures Act and, you know, damn the First Amendment or any other amendments, full speed ahead. The only thing that's going to stop this fascism is you. And I'm not talking just to you, but every person in this audience. We've got so many people that are so intimidated that a telephone company or a bank can intimidate them, or you could just rob them of 3 or 4 months of automatic payment withdrawals out of their bank account, or charge them for internet connection for 2 or 3, 4 years, $3,500, $3,600. They're too intimidated to go to small claims court. Oh, I'll get myself arrested. Or, you know, and so we've got a lot of population out here that could be doing something to make things better and keep the government in check, but they're too intimidated to go to a school board meeting.
Yeah, and they're not, you know, they're consenting. They're afraid for the confrontation, and that seems to be like everywhere. I mean, with my close personal relative, he was trying to find out why he had to have a transmission of his pacemaker to their device clinic. He would never be told what the results were, but if they found something eventually, they would contact him. Well, when they put in these transmissions and these pacemakers, the products were sold to cardiologists under the promise that, look, you're not going to have to see the patient for a year. Instead of the patient coming in every 3 months and seeing you, we'll just transmit the information from the pacemaker. So the patient will only come in once a year, and you'll still get paid for reading the strip. And so I'm talking to the people at the device clinic, and I said, well, my family member doesn't want to do it that way. They would like to actually see the doctor once every 3 months, talk about how they're doing, and have the doctor of their choice read the strip and explain what it shows. You know, either say it's not good or it's okay. My relative would prefer that every 3 months, and then paying the doctor. And this guy says, well, there's too many patients out there to do this. And I couldn't believe it. And he said, you're the only one that objects.
Huh.
And I love that. I hope all the listeners hear this, because that is so common.
There's so many people. They won't look at anything. They just take what their doctor says. I'm going to trust my doctor, because they're on shaky ground in their mind. They're on shaky ground. If they dare to question what the doctor says, oh, my gosh, I've got to find a different opinion. You know, the science can't be questioned. It's your social responsibility to take the vaccine that's given. Well, but wait a minute. There's an advertisement over here in my parenting magazine that says there's one that doesn't have all this junk in it, the low-E vaccine. We're not going to order that for you. It's your social responsibility to take the mass dose. Everybody else is taking it.
Here's what I said to him, and he was sort of speechless. I said, don't think the people out here are not unhappy about what's happened to medical care. They are. Don't think I'm the only one. I hear from people every day. They're real unhappy at the kind of medical care they're getting. The only reason you don't think so is they're intimidated. They're afraid if they say something, all of a sudden either the doctor will insult them or the doctor won't take care of them. So it's not that they love what you've done. It's that you've intimidated them, and that's not the same thing at all.
You know, there's probably nutritional issues there that are that could be solved with non-pharmaceutical solutions, like mood stabilizers. Of even something like fish oil might be helpful. But Build-A-Berry, things like this. That of course the doctors, unless they're an osteopath, they really just don't even know about.
Don't say osteopaths, because they don't know about it either. I was going to do a show on the osteopathic, the journal that came in on osteopathic family physicians. When I saw what they put in that journal, maybe I'll cover it next week, I fell off my chair. But I want people to know, just since you brought this up, I know we're talking about the condition preceding tonight, but it's bad, Mike, and you're aware how bad it is. I wasn't aware. Most people, I don't think, understand what happens when someone gets one of these pharmacy companies in a court of law and tries to prove that they were injured, okay? Well, someone, the people's chemist, his name is Shane Ellison, I believe, he interviewed an attorney and asked these very important questions. If you want to read about this interview, it is on anticorruptionsociety.com. The name of the article is Attorney Tells All, How the U.S. Courts Shield Big Pharma from Liability. I was even shocked at what he had to say. This lawyer said, in the context of pediatric prescribing of an antidepressant like Paxil or Celexa, litigation showed that the drugs did not outperform placebo.
Yeah.
It also showed that they doubled the risk of suicidal behavior.
Yeah.
Eventually, the FDA required a black box warning about the risks. But the marketing and clinical experience of the placebo effect convinced many doctors to keep prescribing them. Plus, the studies proven false in litigation don't necessarily end up getting corrected or withdrawn.
Yeah. But part of this is because we have drifted into this situation because we don't have a constitutional republic. We don't really have a proper court system. Everything's being run under some kind of administrative venue in this bankruptcy perpetual emergency. There's multiple layers of this emergency, and it's having these effects or side effects of the corporations mining us for profit as a human resource. We're not a citizen.
Right, that's exactly what's happening.
We don't have natural rights, and we are not in charge of the government like we're supposed to be. Everything's topsy-turvy, and they've got us conned into some status as a resident of the states instead of a citizen.
You don't want to be a citizen. What they did is they changed the definition of the word citizen.
Well, it used to be capital C. A capitization in the law has meaning, and a capital C citizen is a little different from a lowercase citizen with privileges and immunities under the 14th Amendment. But the expression I heard many years ago was man upon the soil, and it applies to women, too. Your status is a man upon the soil of the land of Kentucky or...
Yeah, you don't. I used to think that way. I don't anymore. And I read tonight the Within and Without the United States.
Yeah.
Your legal character has nothing to do. And I know Judge Anna would disagree with me, but I disagree with Judge Anna. Your legal character has nothing to do with whether you are on the land or the sea. Not a thing. Nothing. It has everything to do with whether you are a living man or woman or a dead fiction corporation.
Yeah, I recently asked somebody working in a law office, I said, how is it possible to get into equity in a court? And they kind of leered at me like, how do you know this? And he's like, it's really hard.
That's all they said?
Yeah, he wouldn't elaborate, but he kind of was like, you're some kind of an odd cat that you even know this, you know? Because some in the law know about getting into equity.
Yes.
And a lot of that stuff, I think, is done in camera or whatever they call it, you know, chambers. Or it's not stuff that ever ends up on the docket, unpublished or whatever.
Well, the UCC, and we've read that on the show, when they brought in the UCC, in the general provisions, the purpose of the UCC, okay, was to bring together all forms of law, including equity, okay? They want them, and law merchant. That's what the purpose was, to get everything under one legal system. So equity and law merchant are together. Law merchant is the thing that makes us legal fiction persons. That is where we are defined in UCC, we're defined in Federal Register Act, we're defined in the statutes of the state. Everywhere you look at their definitions of persons, you will see that when you read the definition, none of the entities are living. They're all just legal structures. And that includes us. Not one of them is living. So you're neither on the land or the sea. You're not even alive.
Yeah, that's
you're just a dead fiction corporation.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think they will recognize or hear if the court cannot somehow be arraigned ahead of time in a different venue, they won't even hear a natural person. The only way you get before the bar is under that dead fiction status.
Well, no, you can. In my opinion, and what my consultants say, you're right. They're not going to hear you, but you can extract yourself from their jurisdiction.
Yeah, they can claim, or you can cite all the law you want to that you have a right to a bill of particulars for both the nature and the cause of a action that's brought against you, or you think you, but it's actually your dead fiction.
Right.
And they will not provide a bill of particulars for the nature and the cause. And you can point out, well, this is just a restatement of the statutes that I'm being charged with. And they'll say, well, this is what you're getting. You know,
this is why you have to do that notice, Mike. If you do the notice and they send you some kind of a notification you're to appear in court, that's when you click in immediately and you send them the notice saying, I don't wish to contract. This doesn't apply to me. See attached. Because right now, the only remedy we have is to get out from that jurisdiction, to respond back and saying, look, I've already made my notice. I've made my claim. I am neither a U.S. citizen nor a dead legal fiction person. Thank you very much.
You have to hope that the guys with the yellow letters or the Janet Reno types don't just say, well, the heck with this guy. We're going to do what we want. We've got our media management, their managed media will go along like lapdogs, and we'll just take it.
Well, they're going to be stuck. They're going to be stuck waking up a little bit when they see this, because now they're looking at an executive order. Now they're going to say, what the heck is a political character? What the heck is a legal character? That's going to force them to look at this. And not until these condition notices end up in the hands of lawyers will we see this wake up. Okay, we're going to go to break.
A lot of people are going to have to wake up.
We'll be back shortly.
Sure.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Offensive Humanity. Okay, Mike, we have a couple more callers. Okay. Is there anything you wanted to say to wrap it up, kind
of? Just that we're all members of the press, and despite what all the shenanigans they may be pulling with this internet stuff to quash people,
yeah,
there are ways to get out there and, you know, a glad hand and find where these political types are at and meet and greet them and hand them the information. You know, you don't have to be intimidated, and then look for reasons in your lifestyle as to why you may be being intimidated or extra nervous or, you know, not sleeping well, because it's just not taught to these doctors to look for this sort of stuff. I just talked to a woman a month ago. It took her 2 years to convince an epidemiologist to test her for Lyme disease. So we've got a lot of issues with our health that is,
oh my gosh,
a lot of people to be taken out of the game. They're being taken out of the game because of their health issues and their emotional health and their sleep hygiene and things like that. So get yourself straight. And
yeah, and you know what I think Gary Knowles, I just heard this recently, Gary Knowles expanded what Dr. Stanfield said. She said iatrogenic or physician medical industry caused death was like the third leading cause of death in the country. And Gary Null proved that it is the
number one
cause of death in the United States is coming from the medical industrial complex. Well, thanks, Mike.
More We're than gonna... the terrorists could ever hope for.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. We have another caller, John from Texas. John, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Al. Regarding this executive order, I have two questions. I'll take my answer off your answer off the air. The first question is, I'm a state employee, and would that still make me a citizen of within the United States? And secondly, Social Security. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. Now, that's why I like the notice of condition precedent, John, because you don't have to apply it where it's not going to benefit you. Let me read the definition of what a notice of condition precedent is. Black's Law, 4th edition. And this would certainly apply to you. A notice of condition, a condition precedent, and that's what you would have when you complete the process. It is a condition referring to a future event, so you don't have to use it unless you feel there's a real important, compelling reason to do so. It's a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding upon the other party if he chooses to avail himself of the condition. So that means you don't have to even deal with the concept of your citizenship with your employer. Once you get this, it would be up to you if and when you wished to use it. However, what it will require is from that point on, once it's cured, you should be doing it now anyway, even though you're a state employee. You should be signing all your agreements without prejudice. Everything you sign, hospital consent forms, work forms, everything. And we've got to fight for our right to do that, because that is a UCC rule. They're all under UCC rules. They cannot, even if we're an employee in their system, they cannot deny anyone the right to sign without prejudice. So would you use it when you're done completing it? That would be up to you, how and when to use it. I'm just going to give you an example. If they decide, and some of us are concerned they will, that you can't get your driver's license unless you're fully vaccinated, you're going to want to have that in your hot little hand, in your possession. And because the only way that could be done is by statutory rule. So you want to make sure that you have that, and then you're exercising your condition precedent. You're exercising your condition then saying, okay, I'm going to exercise this condition. I've already established it, and now I'm going to say this doesn't apply to me, and UCC allows me to do that. That's my answer. I wouldn't take on my employers. If you work for the state, I don't know that I would think about getting into a debate over taxes. Okay. We have another caller, Ron from Nevada. Ron, are you there?
I will.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hi. Yeah, I can now. Hi.
All right. What I had to do myself was in the medical field, so that was brought up. I was forced to be self-taught both in law, and I had to use my private rights to contract, because I'm not ashamed to say that I'm not a one-person know-it-all. And I know it takes we the people to truly unite and combine all of our intelligences.
Okay, Ron, hold on. We got to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
The bottom of the second hour of In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. We were talking to Ron from Nevada. Ron, maybe you ought to start over again. I kind of missed what you said in the beginning, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Since you brought up children, my history in the medical field started when I was only three, and the only way that I found out the information is I had to be self-taught in the law library on my own as a teenager so that I could use my private right to contract under the privileged public age limit of 18 so that I could not be ashamed that I didn't have an ego and that I didn't think that, you know, I could be a one-person wrecking crew in every category that exists in human life in corporate America, let alone world corporate knowledge and resources that's even being suppressed from country to country. And I had to use my private rights to contract so that I could have a team of individuals prepare a pro se lawsuit for me so that I could file it on the date of my 18th birthday so that I could obtain my original medical records from age three that were being denied to me because of what they were truly hiding on the true harm that was done to my body at age three and how, more importantly, they actually saved my life, but yet they severely damaged my life for many years, for 29 out of 31 years, because nobody in the United States that was, quote, licensed to practice was willing to even challenge me, let alone validate the actual harm done to my body because of how they overdosed me with penicillin that caused a nine-month stay in the hospital and caused severe kidney failure, as well as traumatic brain damage due to their neglect, their fraud, and their cover-ups. And they even had my own parents sign a document that my parents still to this day do not know that I'm aware of. And because of how I sued to get my records, they didn't even know that I sued to get my records. If I actually won outside of the court within 48 hours of filing of the case because of how I filed the lawsuit. And that's how we all need to come back together within our country across
the board. Ron, I don't know when you did that. When did you do that?
1983.
Okay, things are much different now. Sorry, that won't work.
Well, yeah.
Things are so much different. I read to you what Clinton did in 1999. Then along comes Homeland Security. Back in the mid-80s, the medical profession and the legal profession were not anywhere near as parasitic and as tyrannical as they are now. But good for you. Good for you for being persistent. You know, I really admire that.
I had to actually find doctors out of the country.
Wow, that's amazing.
I had free brain surgery because of what I proved.
Wow, that kind of saying, I'm not gonna accept your, you know, you're ignoring me. I am going to persist to get this thing resolved. I think that's really what people we need to be. We need to be more, you know. I hate to use the word pushy, but we need to be more pushy.
Yeah,
we can't. We're caving. I see it every day. People think it's the path of least resistance is just to give in and cave. I'm telling you what they are doing in the medical profession now can and will hurt you.
And if we don't come together, those people.
Sorry.
I was invited to a private convention in Vegas, and the conventions are happening in Vegas for one reason. Nevada is a common law state.
So
and
what did you...
these conventions that I've attended are what are known as naturopathic medical conventions. These physicians come literally from all over the world, and they bring to their private members only, so private membership, just like private Yale, private Harvard, private Princeton, private Stanford. They have their own private membership group, and they all use their private rights to contract. This is I, in 2015, saved my own wife, who was a nurse for 15 years. If I would not have used the lifelong knowledge that I did have, combined with what I saw going on with my wife, my own wife would have been dead.
What's the name of the... I ran into a website. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
there's a few. There's a couple. One is the letter A, the actual number 4,
okay.
And the letter M, as in Mary. So A for M.org. That's one of them. There's another one that's A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A as in Apple.org. Those are private membership groups only. And this is what we really have to do across the board in our life, in our country.
I ran into, you're going to have a hard time with the public-private thing, you know. However, I did run into a website that was about natural medicine, and it intrigued me, and I started reading about it, but their clinic is in the Philippines. They're not even going to... They don't intend to even take on this government corporation, you know?
Well, why do you think our country has fallen apart, though? When people are not willing to come together as a team, as the Founding Father said, united we stand, divided we fall, there are too many people afraid. There really isn't anything to be afraid of, in all honesty, when we're not causing harm any human being. We're not affecting or afflicting or causing harm or damage to any person, place, or thing. We're not committing any crime.
I'm afraid, Ron, in their world, not following their statutes, if you're considered a United States citizen or if you have a Social Security number or if they've got you listed on your bank account as you reside. In other words, I saw one gentleman went into court and he was trying to say the rules didn't apply to him. And the prosecution was prepared and had a list of the fact that he was a registered voter. They added that. They added his address, his postal box, his zip code. And what they were trying to prove is that he was a resident. Therefore, he was subject to all of the laws of the state of New Hampshire. So what I'm saying is that the public-private argument, they don't even hear it. It's a question of, are you subject to the statutes of that state? That's what they're trying to determine. And in his case, they determined, because of his address and because he had registered to vote, they determined he was indeed subject to the statutes of that state, and he was punished.
That's why I haven't registered to vote since Reagan.
That's me too. I mean, that's the first thing I looked when I heard that interview. I said, well, there you go. Once you registered to vote, you just signed right into their system. Now,
and every time I've moved to each state, I won't even register as a, quote, resident within the state. I haven't done that in 10 years.
Yeah. See, I mean, that is more important than you making any declaration about public-private, is that you're not contracting voluntarily.
Right. Exactly.
I mean,
and they hate me. It's like, it's hilarious because, you know, they've detained me a couple times and I've just stayed in jail intentionally. And, of course, at the end of the 60-day time frame, they release me and they drop all the charges. And just like what happened also recently for the gentleman out in Vegas that I helped, and how I stood inside the house because I didn't have a, quote, rental contract, but I was given the authority to protect all assets and property. So I lawfully notified all of the officers that they were in complete violations of oath of office, complete violations of statutes, and complete violations of constitutions, and complete violations of due process. So any form of any further harassment in entering this building, they're committing a felony and committing violations of oath. And they broke and entered into the home. They detained me for 24 hours. What happened after the 24 hours? I get released. What happened 2 weeks later? They get a letter in the mail. They're dropping all charges.
Oh, well,
so now we're going to have to prepare. Now we're going to prepare a felony case in district court in out of California, because California is the lead compact federal court for the compact state. We can't have
okay,
the case.
Okay, Ron, state. What did you think of the condition precedent idea? Have you read that?
Condition proceeding? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, you weren't here for the beginning of the show, because that's what we're talking about tonight. Why don't you go to the website, anticorruptionsociety.com, and there is a tab at the top that says notice the condition precedent. And that's what we were talking about tonight. Or you can listen to the archives to the first hour of tonight's show, and you will see what we're saying about a much easier, much less complex, much less risky way of extracting yourself from their system. I have another caller, Ron.
Sure.
I appreciate your willingness to hang in there and not quit and not just, you know, end up in a pile on the floor saying, oh, well, what can I do? You know, we need more of that. Okay, thanks, Ron. We have Bill from Texas. Bill, are you there?
Hi, Al. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. That one question. I'm fully aware of everything you're talking about. Do you know of any instances, I'm assuming this is for jurisdiction in court, are there any instances where people have tried or tested this in the courtroom? It could be a traffic court. It wouldn't have to be anything felonious. Has this been tested in England?
It has been tested there when it came to jury duty. Now, when it comes to traffic court, the whole idea on this is when you get the summons, you've got 3 days, and this is in Lawfully Yours. If you haven't read it, I suggest you read it, to notify them that you don't want a contract with their corporation. And you can add in that notification your notice of condition precedent. That can be sent right to them when you notify them that you don't want a contract with their corporation. The whole idea is to extract yourself from the authority that they're presuming they have to haul you into their jurisdiction. Once they get you in your jurisdiction, it becomes increasingly more difficult. and we've said this many, many times, if you can process your paperwork the minute you get the summons or citation, it's a whole lot better than getting into that courtroom, because I've seen too many people who thought they knew what they were doing, but were tricked by the judge. The judges are, what can I say? They do everything they can to get you back into that jurisdiction, and they trick you. If you get into court, and even though you have filed, you have posted your condition precedent notice, if they say something and you don't object, they can make you a person right there on the record. And if you don't object, then in their world, it will be considered that you consented. So ideally, it's best not even to go into the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you get taken to court, and do you know of any instances where people have gone to court? And I'm assuming a lot of the court cases, they would probably lose in the first court and have to take it on appeal. Do you know of any other court cases that are would be above?
People don't, again, we're not recommending. If you get into that position, you have to get this document in the court record. Because once you get in front of that judge, and you can see this, I did a show on it, and I had some clips of how this works. Once you get into that courtroom, you are in their jurisdiction, period. You're there. And there's a whole bunch of presumptions that kick in because you're standing there in their jurisdiction. And that judge will look at the paperwork in front of him. Go watch court and you will see how it goes. He's got a paperwork on his desk. He is making a decision based on the paperwork on his desk. If he's got everything he needs all lined up, he's going to just process you. Remember, he's an administrative judge, and he's administering the case, okay? He may think you're having a hearing, but he's really administering to make sure they've got all their T's crossed and their I's dotted. And if you have nothing in that court record, but you speak up, they aren't even obligated to recognize you. That's the problem. They want you to confess to being the all caps name. They want you to either say you're innocent or guilty, again, putting yourself in their jurisdiction. And then they could say, well, I got all the paperwork here. You're guilty. Bang. Next one. It's just a processing center to extract money. That's all it is. So I haven't recommended that anyone, I don't know anyone, would go in without putting the paperwork in first and then try to bring this document. In my opinion, they may or may not accept the document if you do it that way. I have seen where
if you don't accept the documents, they will issue an arrest warrant, won't they, and hold you in contempt of court for not showing up.
Well, again, if they notify you that something else has transpired, then you send a letter saying, do you have my signature that obligates me because I notified you of my status? I notified you of my political and legal status, so therefore you must have a signature. Now you're into the paperwork battle, and the paperwork battle can be quite interesting. We have to be willing to extract ourselves from their jurisdiction, and this is the easiest, least threatening way to do it. Okay, I'm sorry, we're done for tonight. Please stay tuned for the imaging prayer that we have at the end of every program. We deserve the world of our prayers. We deserve heaven on earth, as do our children, and it will do a lot of good to image this wonderful future we're entitled to. Good night.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.